This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Equalize the issue. So this person doesn't feel that you owe them anything anymore. That's what tahallul means. You go and you figure out a way, say, how do I, you know, if I harmed you in this, how do I get rid of it? What do I need to do so that you don't feel that way anymore? So that I don't owe you, so you don't feel like I owe you something. What is it that I need to offer you in dunya so I can do that for you? He said, do that to them. Go and ask to be expiated or to be removed or exonerated from this mazlama that you owe. قَبْلَ أَن يَكُونَ لَا دِينَارُ وَلَا دِرْهَمْ. Before there's no time where there's no money, there's no gold or silver anymore for you to pay. Assuming that maybe the problem is going to require some form of payment to fix it, you'll come to a point one day where there's nothing to pay with anymore. There's no currency. فَإِن كَانَ لَهُ حَسَنَاتٌ أو إن كان له عمل صالح أخذ من حسناته فأعطوها. If this person has good deeds, then the result of those good deeds, which are حسنات, are taken from and given to that person. وإن لم يكن عنده حسنات أخذ من سيئاتهم فحمل عليه. And if he runs out, he has no good deeds anymore, then it's taken from their bad deeds and it's offered to this person. So what he said عليه الصلاة والسلام for the end of his life is, look, you want to be very careful when it comes to a mazlama, when it comes to an act of oppression, when you owe someone something, whatever it may be, no matter how silly it is. If you owe them something, on the day of judgment, you will pay. We will pay back. Look, what goes around comes around. There's no exception to this. There's no way around it. If you owe someone something, their day is coming. Their day of salvation, their day of justice is on its way, and we will pay. So just watch out. In dunya, it's cheap, whatever it may be, because it's just going to be gold and silver, or it's going to be wealth, or whatever it is in dunya, it's cheap. It's when you go yawm al-qiyamah and you have to pay with the only currency that ever mattered, which is the currency of hasanat and sayyiat. That's the currency that hurts the most. And you don't want to pay for a mazlama with that. Pay for it with something in dunya because it's much cheaper. And the Prophet ﷺ is telling you before that time, go get rid of it. Go do tahallul. Go for it. Now with this hadith comes like a billion questions. Well, what if this and what if that and what if I did this and what if he said that? And I don't know. How about, I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know. I don't. Once you harm someone, I don't know. You can ask me as much as you want. I'll sit and listen to you for 15 minutes. I'll say, I do not know. It's a red line. You harm someone, you're on your own. You're on your own. You have to go figure it out. I don't know. I can't offer you an answer that is Islamically sound, that has evidence to support it. It doesn't exist. The moment you harm people, that's why there's hudud, and then after that, you just have to go do tahallul. They go, say, how do I fix this for you? What do I do? I said that. I shouldn't have said that. What do I do? They may say nothing. There's nothing you can do. And then you come ask the sheikh, I don't know. Go be creative. Go think. I don't know. No one does. So be careful, because this is something. This hadith is in Bukhari. Towards the end of his life, he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, because of the weight of it. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من كانت له مظلمة لأحد في عرضه أو شيء فليتحلله منه قبل أن يكون لا دينار ولا درهم فإن كان له عمل صالح أخذ من حسناته فأعطوها وإن لم يكن له عمل صالح أخذ من سيئاتهم فحمل عليه صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.